Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. It's our Arsenal preview and we're going to lighten the mood a little bit for the fan base and we're going to start it off with a quiz as well. So if you are new, subscribe. It's completely free. You'll help us out massively and your support over the weekend for our three videos was absolutely massive. The fan cams went down a right treat. So grab a pen and paper and get involved in this little quiz. It's a bit of fun, something a bit different from us. And it's called Guess the Player. So every one of us is going to, we've all got players in mind and we're going to go through five sets of clues. So after each clue, anyone can have a guess. If you get it, call out. If not, we'll go on to the next one. And if you're playing at home, let us know in the comments how you do. So I'm going to start us off with my first player. And my first clue is he was born in Malaysia. You all look a little bit stumped here. Should I go for my next one?
Go on.
So my second clue is he played for Villa in 2007 to 2008.
One season wonder.
Had a lot of promise at the time, but just didn't really do it.
No.
Right. Third one. He's currently Belgium's assistant coach with a strong link to a former manager. Justin?
Hold on.
He's got it.
I can't think of his name. Oh, no.
Anyone else? Okay. The next guy. This is you've got to get this name.
No.
Clue four. He won the FA Cup with this manager.
Is it Sean Maloney?
Got it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's a pretty good one for me.
That was good.
One was going to be, yes. Had two seconds.
I knew it was, but I couldn't think of his name.
So I thought that was a pretty good one.
That was good. That was.
Annie, good one, yeah. You're up next.
Me?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So
go
my
on,
first clue. I'm not even going to make it easy. So first of all, he's 6'5" and he's a forward. It could be anyone, but he's a forward.
I'll hazard a guess on this one then. Rudiger Stead.
No. We'll move on. We bought him from Lyon in 2007.
Oh, God, it's
John Carew.
What is the point?
I'm sure you just nicked him before me then.
Sorry,
Ryan.
That one was pretty close, wasn't it? Ryan, go on then, up next.
Right. I was born in England, 1978. I played for seven clubs. The fifth one was Villa. I played in two World Cups. I got 62 appearances and 7 goals.
No.
Right. This is a good one. You should get this one. He scored for Villa, playing for Villa at Villa Park, but he was wearing the away kit. In a Premier League game.
No. Lost.
Lost them.
No. He made it 5 for England and he celebrated like this. His DJ celebration. No, he's a right back, wasn't he? Who done this? Come on.
Pesky.
He scored the fifth goal for England in Munich to make it 5-1.
Yeah, it would have been Heskey then.
There you go.
I didn't say Heskey.
Danny got it. Sorry, Danny.
I didn't hear you, Danny. Sorry. Yes, it was Heskey.
Right,
and the game where he wore the away kit was West Ham at home, and they forgot their away kit, so we wore the white one. We drew 1-1.
I vaguely remember that, but I couldn't remember who it was. Very good one, that was Ryan. Yeah. Very good.
Here we go there, Justin. How far are you going back?
He was born in Leicester in 1969. He signed for Villa in 1998. He played 4 times for England. You'll get it after this next clue.
Go on then.
You ready? Fingers on buzzers. He scored 7 times in his first 4 games for the club.
Oh, got it. Oh man,
Dublin.
Yes.
My last clue was he loves a home under the hammer.
No. Oh. Do you know what? I was thinking Dublin. I just didn't know how old he was.
Well, for some reason, I don't know whether it's because he played for Cambridge, but I thought he was down that way, not Leicester. No, I didn't know.
Yeah, right. We'll have another round then. So this one's good. This one's good, right? I reckon Justin's got this one for some strange reason. Right, so he started his career at Notts County and is currently the Notts County kit man. He played for Villa in 1995 to 2000.
5 years.
He played 120 times, scoring 7 goals.
And he's the Notts County kit man now.
Yeah. Well, he was when I checked. Right.
Go on.
Right, I reckon this is a good clue. He left Villa to go to Rayo Vallecano on loan.
Who?
Jesus.
Rayo Vallecano.
All right, and this clue is going to give you no idea who it is. He finished his career at Dunkirk, having come out of retirement.
Who is this guy?
Right.
It's not Carl Tyler, is it?
No. I thought you'd have got it. I just thought Justin would have known it, that first stat about the kit man. Mark Draper.
No. You're joking.
Oh,
no.
He's a kit man at kit man.
Right.
You know what? I've written a crib sheet of names that just to, you know, jog my memory. And Mark Draper's on here, but did I know he's a kit man? No.
Need more research, Danny.
Right, Danny, yeah. You're
right, okay. So my next player had 175 appearances for Villa. And he scored 44 goals. So that means there's only 2 other Premier League era strikers that scored more goals for Villa than this person.
Dean Saunders.
No. We got him in 2001. I think I'm going to get it. And we got him from River Plate.
Oh, Juan Pablo Angel. Luke's all-time favourite player.
Shocking.
Disappointing, Luke.
I know, awful. Right, Justin.
Right. He was born in 1973. Signed for Villa in 1995. He scored 29 goals in 90 games. Anybody got a clue? Nope. He played over 100 times for his country.
What? That's a lot.
You all ready for the clue that's going to give it away?
Go on then.
He loved a bandana.
Oh, boom, boom, boom. Let me say Savo.
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 Roy, he smashed
this. Technically, he played for three countries because they
split
Montenegro and all them, but he played 100 international times.
Yugoslavia, wasn't it, when he signed?
That's it.
Right, you're up, Ryan.
Right then. Right.
Is anyone keeping scores?
Yeah, Ryan's won.
Yeah. Right, this player was born in 1999 on the 4th of April. Oh, let's make it a little bit easier. In Australia. He's missed.
I got it.
Mark Bosnich.
Nope.
Chris Hurd.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. I knew I shouldn't have said Australia.
You weren't many Australians.
No, because I thought 80 on that's the same age as me, so I thought
true. He missed a penalty in the famous Peace Cup final win. He scored a goal at Anfield and he had a tear up on Broad Street, didn't he, with James Collins and Fabian Delph.
So congratulations, Ryan. You smashed it. And yeah, just a little bit of fun, just because obviously we've had a bit of a torrid weekend, haven't we? So Don Lang is going to be turning up at the Emirates. He's going to have his eye on Smith Rowe and Saka in the flesh. Hopefully he's going to try and entice them to Villa Park. But no, in all seriousness, we've got Arsenal. And to be fair, Smith sort of got Arteta's number, hasn't he, really? I don't think he's lost to Arteta in all the games that we've played against them. So Martinez going back as well. I'm sure he'll get a warm reception. And I feel like from the outset, Arsenal, a little bit like Villa, they will give you a chance, as we saw last night, them home to Crystal Palace. It was pretty decent game, to be fair. But like I say, they'll give you a chance. And I think if we turn up with the right mindset and the right approach, we can give anyone a game and we are dangerous. So I hope that we've recovered from the weekend and we just can put it in the back of our minds and we know Smith doesn't get too high and he doesn't get too low. So hopefully we didn't get too low and we straight on the front foot against Arsenal. Danny, how are you feeling about our trip to the Emirates?
Do you know what? Well, I'm not actually going to this one. So I think if I'm not going to London, we might actually win. It'd be nice to win away in London, wouldn't it? But I saw a really good piece earlier. I don't know if I can do a shout out to somebody else, but PGR Analytics on Twitter did a good little bit earlier today about saying how Arsenal seem to really struggle to organise themselves against the high press. And, you know, we've got players like Watkins and Ings that are constantly putting pressure on. And it played to our strengths. We could just should be able to just run through them. Well, it won't be that easy, will it? But I'm feeling a bit more confident, particularly as I'm not going, because that's the way it tends to go.
Well, my record for away games is atrocious, so I'm not going.
You're not going to another away game, Luke.
So hopefully we do. Briefly, let's just quickly mull on it then. Do you see any changes, Danny?
I would like to see a change of formation. And I know we don't want to harp on about it too much, but I found that with the 5-3-2, as soon as Matty Cash came off at the weekend, we were completely exposed down that side. And he offers so much going forward. So if he, because he's got a slight injury. He's pulled his hamstring or dead leg. Okay, so this he may or may not be playing, or if he does, I don't know if he's going to do 4-90. And we've got to change it up, because I think that 5-3-2 does actually depend on key players like Matty Cash. And I'm going to put him up there as a key player right now with his ability to get forward. So I think in this instance, there's a lot of disorganisation at the back as well on Saturday. So if we go to 4-3-3 again, I think we should be in a better position and hopefully a bit more organised at the back. I just want to see Mings and Concert, our centre backs. And if Mings is not playing, I don't know, he seemed a little bit down on confidence as well on Saturday, then I'd like to see Horse get a run out as well. I wasn't sure why he didn't play at the weekend, because he would have been a good substitution option. But then again, at the weekend, there was a couple of people that were fatigued and injured, and that sort of forced Dean's hand. So just have to see how the other players have done this week in training. I trust Dean.
Yeah. Trust. Well, definitely. I think you make some good points, especially Watkins. You know, he normally runs them ragged, doesn't he? So let's hope he's on the front foot. And like you say, maybe 4-3-3 is the option to go, especially playing against Arsenal, having done so well against them. Ryan, last time we saw you, it was on that fan cam, mate.
Yeah, distraught still licking my wounds. But I watched Arsenal last night and I've clawed some positivity from that game. Palace's goals, they harassed Arsenal. They pressed them hard. Danny said, I read that piece as well, and it's right up Ings and Watkins Street. Their midfield two, their pivot there, Conor Gallagher, awesome. He was just, he was at them. And that's what caused the goals. And as soon as they won that ball back, they broke with lightning pace. And they took the goals well. And I know we was looking at Smith Rowe in the summer, but that Conor Gallagher is some player, and I think he fits Villa's profile a lot more than Smith Rowe. So if his route to the Chelsea team is blocked in the summer, then we would do well to sign a player of that calibre. Arsenal started well. They were knocking the ball around, but once Palace got in the game and pressed them, that's when they started to lose control. The only thing that worried me about Arsenal was their two goals come from corners. Now, We've got to be on it. We've got to be focused now after what happened the weekend. When that first corner comes in, Martinez, come and get it. Or someone get ahead on it away. Just get that confidence back, because they lost Saka last night, didn't they? And for me, the last two games that we've lost, Son has ripped us apart with his pace and Traore ripped us apart with his pace. Now, Saka's got the ability to do that. So if he's not playing, then that will be good news for us. And with the formation, I do think he'll stay 3-5-2 for this one, purely because it suits the players we've got available. We are in a bit of a transition with this formation. I don't think it's here to stay. I think it's only going to be used in certain tactics. And hopefully Bailey's back, but it's been like 4 weeks, hasn't it, since he kicked the ball at Everton. So I don't think he'll be fit enough to start. But hopefully we can get him off the bench. And yeah, it is a bit of transitional time, because you look at Konsa and Mings, they have been rock solid. They've had a partnership now going on 18 months, and you've dropped another man in there. So, you know, that could be a bit unsettling. Matty Target is a top fullback, but is he a wing back? You know, you look at the heat maps of where Cash was and where Target was. Two players in the same position can playing completely different roles. Cash was a massive attacking output for us against Wolves. And like Danny said, when he went off, we struggled. And Ollie Watkins as well. Ollie Watkins at Exeter, Brentford. Where did he play? He played left wing. And it weren't until Brentford sold Mopay that he went up front on his own, started banging the goals, got a transfer to a massive club, started banging goals in for us. And he's playing in a two now as well with Danny Ings. So he's probably never played in a front two. So it is taking a bit of period of time just to get used to it and adjust to it. And, you know, we spent 2-3 years going through the same man in Jack Grealish. And it is, we're just trying to still find that balance. And I think this formation has potential, but when we have players back, I think we are much more suited to 4-3-3.
Definitely. One thing that I would like to make a point on Watkins is I would like to see us playing balls in behind a little bit more. I think we saw last season especially, he was stretching defences left, right and centre, wasn't he? And for me this season, I've not really seen it that much. So I don't want to go in on him too much, but I feel like something's just not quite working up front.
Do you think it's because he's only operating half of that space now, and Ings is the other half, where before he could go, oh, I'm off over there and go, but then, oh, Ings is there, so you're sticking to... roots are blocked a bit, aren't they?
His relationship with Grealish was very good, wasn't it? They sort of had that sort of wavelength, shall we say. And I think now that's obviously gone. I just don't feel like we're seeing those runs as much. And I think it was crucial for us, wasn't it? We were stretching defences quite a lot. And at the minute, it just seems a little bit too static up front. Does anyone want to add anything to what I've just said or disagree?
I would... to be honest, switch to 4-3-3 for Friday. I think the two players that have suffered the most from Jack's departure has been Target and Watkins. And it was no surprise, really, that that was the left-hand side that was so successful for us, wasn't it? The Target, Jack and Watkins axis down that side used to rip teams apart, no more so than Arsenal last season. You know, they ripped them apart down that left side. So with him missing, they have struggled a little bit for a little bit of form this season. But I do think the 3-5-2 has run its course for the time being. I think it will come back. But I think it's time to switch back now, back to basics and go back to 4 at the back. You know, I think the 3 at the back is okay. But I think, like you've said, I think Ryan said that the Mings and Axel sort of partnership has been working very, very well now since they started playing together. So I think go back to that again. If Cash is injured Friday, hopefully he's not, then, you know, we won't have that outlet, but someone like Ashley Young can come in and do a job there as well. And I also think Wendy would, although I think he did pretty well in the 10 role, I think he probably would benefit from playing a bit further forward as well. And probably I would go with Watkins, Ings, Buendia as a front three. Now, I know I've backtracked a little bit because, and I'm not convinced Smith will actually play Watkins on the left because he said 2 or 3 times now that he won't play him there. But I think for what we've got available, I would go with those three up front. Watkins off the left. There's more of a narrow front three, really, fluid one, really, because they all can play all across those positions. And I would throw a left field selection in. And in the midfield, I would chuck Sanson in if he's fit. I think it's time for him now to come in and show his worth. You know, with that three, although we haven't seen a lot of Sanson, that three in the middle, Louise, Sanson and McGinn, on paper, looks a very, very solid three. And I think away at Arsenal, like watching last night, and I agree with everything you've been saying, that, you know, the high press, they struggle against it. You know, and they are a team that are very weak, you know, mentally at the moment. You know, they're very, you know, get ahead of them, and I think we could win the game. We don't want to give them a foothold in the game. We don't want them to get ahead. That's a key factor, I think. But I think if we go 4-3-3, start really solidly and play three real attacking threats up top with a good solid midfield three, I think it's a good formation for us now, and I think it's time now to change it back.
Yeah. And one important point that we normally tend to do is we do tend to bounce back. And I'm sure every Villa player was hurting just as much as every single fan in that dressing room on Saturday. So I feel like there will be a definite reaction. And I do feel like we will get something from the game. So we'll end it here. Something a little bit different from us. And then we'll go around and we'll do our score predictions. So I do feel like there'll be a lot of goals, and I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. Danny?
I'm going to go 2-1 Villa.
Love it. Ryan?
I am going to go the same as Danny and go 2-1. Watkins to score again. He loves a goal against Arsenal, doesn't he?
And this is Justin's first prediction in his bar. So what are we going for?
Good luck, the good luck prediction. I'm going to say we're going to do a Ryan Shithouse 1-0.
Even you're being a little bit mellow with your predictions, aren't you?
just keeping it on the down, lad, which is still a win. A win is a win, lads. A win is a win, and lasses.
But I'm surprised you didn't win that quiz, Justin, to be honest.
I'm going to do a recap. I want to watch it back.
You've got all them programs, all them stat books, and you didn't win that quiz. Shocking.
I'm locking myself away reading my books again.
I think you should. or buy some more.
There's a few coming.
Okay.
Right. No doubt there is.
We'll end it there then. So thanks for watching, and we'll be back after we beat Arsenal. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.